This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of none other than hot Los Angeles, California. Is this really the time that we want to be in California, folks, when it's 90 degrees out? I mean, California and Florida is like the places you want to go in the wintertime when you live in the state of Minnesota, right? And I said that on purpose. But here we are, Los Angeles, broadcasting live, sonsoflibertyradio.com. What are you doing in Los Angeles? Well, we're going to be preaching at a couple places here. We got some events going on, as well as some projects. We are preaching the gospel, Luke 19:10, everywhere we go, regardless if we're in California or one of the other 49 states in our union. But with that said, friends, we got much to cover. You ready for this one? 196,000 illegals just released into American cities with all-inclusive packages, work permits, and benefits on their way. And who's to ensure that? Well, I'll get to that in just a couple minutes. I want to give you Webster's 1828 dictionary version and definition of the word treason. Listen carefully. Treason in general, it is the offense of attempting to overthrow the government of the state to which the offender owes allegiance, or of betraying the state into the hands of a foreign power. What did I just share with you, friends? 196,000 illegals just released into American cities with all-inclusive packages, work permits, and benefits on their way. Now, I got to tell you how this works. So I'm on an airplane for 3 hours and 45 minutes yesterday, and you can't not help pay attention to what other people are doing and watching around you because there's little TV screens on the back of all of the seats in the airplanes today. And with that said, I seen CNN, I seen Fox, and I just kind of glanced up. I was reading my commentaries by Charles Spurgeon. I was reading the book of John for 3 hours of the three hours and 45 minutes that we were on that plane. And I noticed that they were highlighting Donald Trump's new battle with that of Joe Biden, as if to suggest Joe Biden is a contender for the presidency of the United States of America. It kind of reminds me of, if we want to make sure that Barack Hussein Obama is going to win, then what we'll do is we'll put John McCain up against him. Because we already know that the majority of the people in this country can't stand John McCain anyways. And, of course, what we're going to do is we're going to omit from our narrative, and I'm talking as an employee of or a useful idiot within the narrative that the useful idiots in the mainstream media set. Okay. What we're going to do is we're just not going to talk about what needs to be talked about. And what we're going to talk about is what we want people to be thinking about. And what we want them to be thinking about right now is, well, we want to continuously fill the seats by promoting the fight between Donald Trump and that of Joe Biden. It doesn't get any more obvious as to what's going on concerning driving opposition and to the support base of Donald Trump than using Joe Biden, does it, friends? No, it doesn't. And, of course, we don't want you to know about the other 15 people, friends, that are running for the presidency of the United States of America. Does that not tell you anything, Americans? It's the same thing for the cycle last time. There's 15 other individuals running for the presidency of the United States of America. You didn't hear about a one of them outside of those that they wanted you to hear about. And it happened under Barack Hussein Obama with John McCain, and they just omitted the 17 other people that were running for presidency during that time. But they put the two up in front of you that they wanted you to pay attention to. And who's doing it? The media, friends. The media using both players because either one wins. It matters not because they win, the powers that be, because the American people allow the powers to be, to continuously play the games through the circus of politics on we the people in this country. Now, with that said, it was also interesting to note that as I looked up, I could see Donald Trump again in his narcissistic way, friends, giving himself accolade and saying that the Chinese are now giving the American people billions of dollars. And I noticed that he was talking about other things, but nothing that really mattered. I mean, we didn't hear about the Army veteran in Pennsylvania who turned himself in for a misdemeanor, and in the process of doing that, the police kill him in custody, and they take his brain out, they take his throat out, and his heart out, and you didn't hear a word about that, did you, friends? No, because they didn't want you to hear about that. Let me ask you, is that not headline newsworthy? Should the American people not know what's going on in Pennsylvania? Or did we hear about the 196,000 illegals just released into American cities with the all-inclusive packages, work permits, benefits on their way? No, they're diverting the American people's attention away from what they're really doing, America. And when are you going to catch out of the game? It's not so much what they say, friends, that bothers me and that should bother you. It's what they don't say that should bother you. And I watched during the entire flight, friends, continuously glancing up and reading, doing my homework, and looking up and noticing that they were talking about everything and anything outside of that what really mattered. And outside of that which was really taking place in the United States of America. As a matter of fact, did you know, talking of the 196,000 illegals just released back onto the streets of America just last week, did you know on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends, Mexico and U.S. reach agreement on handling of illegal alien invasion, yet it leaves us and the United States open to exploitation? Did we hear anything about that? Of course not. Did you hear about, like I'm reporting on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com even now, Mexico's House Speaker equivalent, we can't stop flood of illegal immigrants. You know, it's interesting now that I think about it, friends. Have you taken time to read the laws if you were to basically leave the United States of America and import yourself into the likes of Mexico? Did you see the laws? Friends, because they're pretty harsh on anybody that comes into their country illegally. But we also have to remember, friends, that just recently Donald Trump, along with Canada and Mexico, they signed on to a deal to eradicate the border, so this should come as no surprise. And the American people are going to figure out when it's too late. And apparently, by the grace of God, that's what we're doing here, is in hopes of opening people's eyes, sometime by force if need be, to the reality of what's really actually going on in the United States of America. Friends, you're being diverted away through smoke and mirrors over and over and over again. You are being invaded. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. Go Therefore Conference.com. Catherinebooth.com for registration information. GoTherefore.conference.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation."
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Broadcasting live out of sunny and hot Los Angeles, California. We got a couple events set up here, as well as some projects. With that said, friends, if you'd like to call in at any time, you can do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Wanted to also let you know, friends, if you want to jump online, please do sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact. As well, friends, if you'd like to jump over onto sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are broadcasting live as well. Also wanted to tell my friend Michael Roach over at Before It's News, thank you for the broadcast. As well, friends, one more. We got Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean just put up a brand new video. And again, if you'd want to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933. Just highlighting what's going on in the United States of America behind smoke and mirrors, behind the facade that's being played out to the American people by the politicians dash actors in the circus of politics. I was just highlighting, friends, that yesterday on the way to L.A. For 3 hours and 45 minutes on that plane, I watched the news outlets, both Fox News, CNN, doing the same exact thing. They were promoting the fight between Donald Trump and Joe Biden to fill the seats, to keep your eyes diverted away from what's really going on. What's really going on? 196,000 illegals just released into American cities with all-inclusive packages, work permits, benefits on their way. You just talked to Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell about that one, friends. Behind the smoke and mirrors, what's really going on, friends, what you're being told and what is actually happening are two different stories. Hey, listen, first of all, I want you to understand that I'm here with you, okay? I'm in this country with you. I'm on the same boat with you, friends, in all sincerity. But I got to tell you something. I don't like to be lied to. And I'm sure you don't like to be lied to neither, but you're being lied to. And we all know that nobody likes to be lied to. I got to say, boy, oh boy, have we been lied to. And how many times we have been lied to is beyond what can be numbered. I'm certain of this. Read Exodus 20, verse 16 when you get a moment. And for some reason or another, Americans will suffer the abuse rather than righting the wrongs. Read Proverbs 15:32. Matter of fact, it sounds much like what our forefathers taught us to do in such a situation. This is the first part. I'll give you the second in just a couple minutes. The Declaration of Independence tells us, and accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind is more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. America, you've heard that saying, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. How many times do you need to be lied to before you shame those that are lying to you? I'll say that again. You've heard the saying, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. But how many times do Americans need to be lied to before they shame those who are lying to them? Hey, friends, isn't it, in a sense, chilling to think that there's too many people that are going the same direction in this country? Too many people agreeing on the same issues and going the same direction as they continuously go over the cliff. Well, you know what? Have you ever seen that famous picture of the one sheep going against the thousands that are going over the end of the cliff? That's what I'm doing here. I got my hand raised in California right now. I'm that guy going the other direction. I'm doing my job before God and man, telling you what you're being told is not true. Doesn't the Bible also tell us that wide and broad is that way that leadeth to destruction? And it's exactly what's happening to your country, friends. And we're talking about eternal matters. Yes, indeed, as a preacher, that's what I do. But I'm talking about the fruit of what's been sown decades ago, because we're beginning to see it transpire and manifest before our very eyes today. What you're being told, Americans, and what is actually happening are two different stories. Two different stories. Our forefathers taught us, read Hebrews 13:17, through their example, how we are to lawfully deal with corruption. Again, here's part two of the Declaration of Independence that I need to highlight. The Declaration of Independence once again teaches us as to how our forefathers dealt with corruption. Listen carefully. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, hello, America, it's your right. It is your duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for the future security. Did you hear what our forefathers taught us? This applies to everybody in government. This applies to every agency in the United States of America. This applies to every citizen in this country, because we're all in this together. You know what, America? Let me say it this way. MLK Jr. said that if we don't get this right, we're going to go down in history as the greatest fools known to mankind. How right on was he? Hey, friends, I'm not looking for an overthrow. I'm looking for a reformation. You know, Abraham Lincoln, again, comes to my aid when he said, love him or hate him, he was right. We're not called to overthrow the Constitution, but we are called to overthrow those that pervert the Constitution. And again, what's happening in your country today, America, is your Constitution is being way, way perverted, friends. You have way too much going on in federal government and local government where they are acting out of their scope of authority. And again, I'm going to put this to you. Where have they been given delegated authority from we the people to bring in 196,000 illegals into America? And I'm not talking about Barack Hussein Obama. I know all of you Trumpites, all of you idolaters, you want to continuously blame Obama for everything. But the fact of the matter is, Obama's not in office anymore. I just wanted to give you that heads up. Okay? Barack Hussein Obama is not there. And also keep in mind, if we remember right, on the campaign trail before Donald Trump became the president of the United States of America, he was downplaying Barack Hussein Obama like he was the worst president in history. As a matter of fact, that's exactly what he said. And if you remember rightly, when he met Barack Hussein Obama, for all of the cameras, what did he say? He said of Barack Hussein Obama that he's first class. Donald Trump said that of Barack Hussein Obama that he was first class. Where does it come to, America, where the shame comes upon you and you actually repent before God for what you've tolerated? Because that's what this comes to. It's not so much about shaming those, friends, that are unashamed concerning your politicians. They are only doing what you're allowing them to get away with. We have 196,000 illegals that just were released into American cities with all-inclusive packages, work permits, and benefits, friends. And I got to say this before God. How many times one can warn a people that refuse to take heed to the warnings? I know not. I sincerely do not know. Ezekiel 33, verse 3, read it. However, one thing I do know is that it's regardless if one takes heed or not, it's still happening. It's like the guy that says to me, Bradley, I don't believe in God. I say to him, well, you don't need to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? It's going to hit you. Well, so is judgment, friends. So is the refusal of taking heed to God's warnings. And we're in it today. We're in it today. There's going to be consequences to those who refuse to listen and act accordingly. And I know that there's many in this country that hope it doesn't fall on their lot. But are you paying attention to the fact that it's going to fall on your kid's lot? How far from our forefathers? Thomas Paine said, if there's going to be trouble, let it come in my time. Now the older generation is saying, if there's going to be trouble, let it come in my children's time and leave me alone and let me live my own selfish life. Because that's what it comes down to. I'm highlighting right now 196,000 illegals were just released into American cities. While CNN and Fox News are playing the divide and conquer game. And what are they doing today? They're poising Donald Trump against Joe Biden as if to suggest Joe Biden would even be a threat. No, what's happening is they're driving more support. This is a communist tactic. They're driving more support to Donald Trump's campaign. And what is Donald Trump doing? Donald Trump is the one that just released 196,000 illegals. Now are you starting to understand how this works? And who keeps giving him all the attention that he needs, friends? The media that, well, he decries as being fake news, and the media that he says hates his guts, what are they doing? They're making him famous on a daily basis. They got their player and they got their man, just like that of Albert Pike, the founder of the Masons. He said, when the people need a hero, we will deliver him up. And what's happened, friends? We're in it today. I'll be right back. We're going to finish this out in two segments. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, broadcasting live out of L.A.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The White House is asserting executive privilege over subpoenaed documents related to adding a citizenship question to the 2020 census. Now, this is after, though, the Attorney General and Department of Justice turned over 15,000 documents, and the Commerce Secretary also turned over 10,000 documents. As the President is welcoming the President of Poland to the White House, the President was asked about the citizenship question.
I think it's totally ridiculous that we would have a census without asking, but the Supreme Court is going to be ruling on it soon. I think when a census goes out, you should find out whether or not, and you have the right to ask whether or not somebody is a citizen of the United States. Okay.
The bill to permanently extend funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund is moving forward in Congress. Today, the House Judiciary Committee unanimously voted on the measure. The bill will need to be scored by the CBO before it can get a full vote in the House. This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of hot, sunny Los Angeles, California. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Thank you to my live chat friends right now that are watching on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. And friends, I want to share with you the statistics. I want to show you the fruit, okay? And I want you to make the decision within yourself, and you judge with righteous judgment as to what's going on. During the break, you heard Donald Trump talking about how the American people have a right to know about citizenship. In other words, friends, who's here legally and who's not here legally. And the fact of the matter is, of what I want you to realize, friends, behind this is what tyrants do. And am I calling Donald Trump a tyrant? Well, he's acting like one. He's emulating one right now. Let me tell you that, okay? The fact of the matter is, dictators and kings of old and in the present, friends, what they do to confuse the people is they denounce it and they condemn it in one area, and then they pronounce it and then advocate the agenda in another area, okay? This is what they do constantly. And if you pay attention, this is all I'm simply asking, friends, those that are so set in their ways that they refuse to keep an open mind concerning what's going on in your country, not a third world country, you have to keep your mind open as to what's going on so you have the facts. What you are being told, okay, is always in your favor from this administration. But what he is doing are two different stories. I've said this since day one, and I want you to listen carefully, okay? This is the top 10 list of Trump's broken campaign promises. And I'm going to get through all of these during this segment. Number one, Trump reversed his campaign position of reducing legal immigration levels and now supports raising legal immigration levels according to his State of the Union speech of February 5th, 2019. Trump also signed a legal immigration increase of unskilled H-2B visas in the amnesty containing secret budget HJ Resolution 31. New reports indicate son-in-law Jared Kushner's new immigration legislation will contain more legal immigration increases that will harm American workers. In other words, I just highlighted the friends to you that 196,000 illegals were just released onto the streets and cities of America, okay? Many of them with work permits. In other words, your jobs are being taken away. But what do you have Donald Trump doing? Well, he's got your back. He's watching your six. He's making America great again. But he refuses to do what he promised that he would do. This is what he is doing. Number two, Trump promised caravan illegals could not come into the United States of America. Caravan illegals allowed to enter the U.S. under Trump's catch and release directives are happening today. I'm going to get to those numbers in just a moment. Number three, Trump promised to end Obama's unconstitutional DACA amnesty on his first day in office. Trump continues DACA amnesty, giving deportation protection and jobs to your jobs, America, to more than 700,000 illegal aliens in violation of existing federal laws, which would, in end, friends, make Donald Trump a criminal for violating his oath. Okay? Number four. Amnesty Don. Trump promised to oppose amnesty. Trump endorsed amnesty legislation H.R. 4760, signed amnesty for illegal immigrant minors in the secret budget bill, H.J. Resolution 31, tweeted he is open to larger amnesty on January 20th, 2019, and has deployed his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, to cut a deal with Democrats to give amnesty to millions and millions of illegals. Does this sound like what Donald Trump said, friends? I'm just showing you the fruit hanging on his branches. Number five, Donald Trump promised an executive order to end birthright citizenship for illegals to rally his base just before the 2018 elections. No order issued to date. Do you understand, America, why it continues to beat up against this wall that's going to fall sooner or later? Because by the grace of God, I'm not moving. Because, America, nobody likes to be lied to. We're talking about 196,000 illegals just released into American cities with all-inclusive packages. Work permits and benefits are on their way. I'm getting to that. Number six. Donald Trump promised all illegals, including DACA recipients, they would go home. Trump now supports amnesty VRHR 4760 and HJ Resolution 31, which allows most illegals to stay. Boy, this guy likes to talk out of both sides of his mouth, but he's just doing what he's told to. You want to know who he's just doing what he's told? By the powers that be. And you know why he's doing what he's being told? Because the American people are not taking their government back lawfully. Okay? They're either going to listen to you, your representatives are, or they're going to listen to the highest bidder. Because, friends, for the most part, they're nothing but a bunch of Judases. Read Luke 22, verse 48. Number seven, Trump promised DHS would clean up elections fraud when he canceled Chris Kobach, led commission on elections integrity. Guess what, friends? No DHS action. Number eight, Trump promised to end sanctuary cities. They're totally unconstitutional. Friends, 1324 U.S. Code 8. Check it out. 1324 U.S. Code 8. Check it out. It means that those, such as those fiend representatives of special interest groups that are working on the behalf of the illegals that have created something called sanctuary cities, which there is no such thing. It's the act of treason in which they are committing. Did you know that if an illegal comes into one of their said sanctuary cities, friends, did you know that if a crime was committed by an illegal in their cities, the person that is in charge For example, the mayor or the governor, and in this case, the president of the United States, did you know that he is personally responsible for the crimes committed by the illegals? Read 1324 U.S. Code 8. 1324 U.S. Code 8. And you know what the problem that we're having in this country today is, friends? Government's not enforcing the law. I'll talk to you about that tomorrow. Moving on. Again, keep in mind, friends, going back just for a moment, there is no such thing as sanctuary cities. And those that would have you believe that there is, friends, have them show you in the Constitution where they derived authority to illegally allure illegals into their cities and giving them welfare benefits on your tax dollars. Yes, you heard me right. Okay? Number nine, Trump promised to end catch and release of illegals. I just shared with you a couple weeks back, friends, where I played some audio of an individual that went to the border in Texas. One of the cities, just one of the cities. And they found that there was over 2,000 of them in one city that crossed over into the United States of America. Guess what was waiting for them, friends? Air-conditioned buses. They began to load them up. And by the way, they had brand new shoes, brand new pants, brand new clothes from the bottom to the top. They had cell phones, friends. They were shipped to the borders, America. They were shipped here. And in the process, when they cross over into the borders illegally, guess what? They're set on air-conditioned buses to go to the closest city where the professed church in America is bringing them in and feeding them. And then what they do is they get them back on a bus after they're fed and clothed, and they bring them to the airport to the city of their choice. You can't make this kind of stuff up, America, but this is what is happening today. Updated February 18th, 2019, Trump signed emergency order. Trump said he would declare an emergency and have the military build the wall. Well, since February 18th, 2019, no action till that of February 18th. Trump's border wall promise remains 90% broken because a wall will not work as long as Border Patrol catches and releases illegals and escorts them not out of the country through deportation, but escorts them into the United States of America. Did you hear that from CNN? And did you hear that from Alex Jones, friends? Did you hear that from none other than Fox News? No, they're all defending them. Did you hear that from your favorite talking conservative head who continuously fuels the fire between the left and the right, which is unconstitutional? Mark 325? No. Did you hear this through the false prophet, Mark Taylor? No. You've heard just the exact opposite. Hey, this is their message. Hey, Trump's the man. Trump is God's anointed. And listen, you don't need to do anything. You just go ahead and live your life. Trump's got your back. And I'm telling you how he's got your back, friends. He's destroying your country. 196,000 illegals just released into American cities. This administration. I want you to hear this. This is according to John Binder concerning the catch and release process. And listen carefully. The catch and release process often entails federal immigration officials busing border crossers into nearby border cities. You can watch it on video, friends, as well as flying them into the interior of the country and dropping them off with the hope that these illegals will show up for their immigration and asylum hearings. The overwhelming majority of border crossers and illegal aliens are never deported from the country once they are released into the United States of America. Is this how you make America great again, America? Absolutely not. You enforce the law. That's the purpose of government. Okay? And what have we seen from this current administration? Just that. Just leave off justice. Don't enforce the laws. All the while knowing they're creating a state of anarchy in the United States of America and an overthrow. And this, by the way, is the perfect judgment upon God, of God, upon a people that refuse to keep his statutes and his judgments. That's just the bottom line. Today, there are anywhere between 11 million and 22 million illegal aliens living across the country, and the majority of which are concentrated in states like California, New York, Florida, Texas, and Illinois. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We recently begun to feature the articles and materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live out of hot Los Angeles, California. We'll be preaching this week and the next week, as well as right now we're working on a couple projects. In the meantime, friends, I'm giving you the news that the CIA-controlled media means to omit, as well as big tech companies that are about to have their backsides handed to them lawfully. But with that said, friends, I just wanted to let you know that over 196,000 illegals just released into American cities with all-inclusive packages. I was just highlighting over the last segment, friends, the broken promises by Donald Trump. And what he says and how they keep it alive is second to none, friends. I mean, they are on top of their game, deceiving the American people every step of the way through diversive measures in so many different ways, friends. And then you hear Donald Trump tell his supporters, right, everything they want to hear. But the fact of the matter is Jesus told us not to judge them by what they say, judge them by what they do, Matthew 7:16. And that's what I just highlighted. I was also taking the time to show you, friends, according to John Binder, that the catch-and-release process often entails federal immigration officials busing border crossers into nearby border cities. You can go online and watch the video, as well as then flying them into the interior of the country and dropping them off. Now listen to this, and dropping off these illegal invaders with the hope that they will show up for their immigration and asylum their hearings, okay? No compliance once they get here. The overwhelming majority of border crossers and illegal aliens are never deported from the country once they are released into the United States of America. Did you know that? No, but you're not being told this stuff, friends. And I was just telling you during the end of the last segment that there are anywhere between 11 and 22 million illegal aliens living across the country, and the majority of which are concentrated in states like California, New York, Florida, Texas, and Illinois. What's happening, friends? They're stacking the cards against you. And friends, here, just to show you how the Holy Ghost works. There are so many times, literally every show we do, where he'll give me a little more salt on my tongue and showing me what's next to talk about. And I've noticed that every single time without fail, he keeps us right on track. He'll show us things to come. If we're willing to reach out and follow his lead, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, yes, these are the sons and daughters of God. Amen. Romans 8. But look where we're at today, friends. How many times did I tell you that, which, you know, again, it's unconstitutional, the Democratic Republic system. It's the greatest evil under the Constitution, warned John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, long ago, where they continuously attack each other, but the American people lose at the end of the day, and notice corruption in government never does. This is what he was warning us of concerning the two-party system. Now, with that said, friends, look where we're at today. Did you know just last week alone, there were about 2,500 border crossers and illegal aliens of the 5,500 that were released or dropped off in El Paso, Texas alone? But what's happening, friends? Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Another 1,100 were released by DHS in San Antonio, Texas, and another 1,100 were left in Phoenix, another 1,100 in Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona. And since December 2018, El Paso has been forced to absorb, listen carefully, nearly 70,000 of these nationals, while San Antonio has had to take up 73,100 of them. If what you call the left had the support they wanted you to believe that you had, then why is it that they need the illegals? And I've been saying this to you for years, friends, for years, as I follow the lead of the Word of God and the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. And now here we are. Roughly 800 border crossers and illegal aliens were dropped off in San Diego alone, San Diego, California, just last week. They're not being rejected, friends. They're being accepted. They're being allured into the United States of America on welfare, which is unconstitutional, friends, on your dime. You're working 8 to 10 to 12 to 14 to 16 hours, if you're like us, every single day of your life to support those that mean to make themselves the head as oppressors and a conqueror concerning we the people in this country. They are enslaving your children, friends. They're giving your jobs away, friends. They're endangering your lives, friends, today. Now, I want to add to this agenda that's being rolled out because it is in the illegal agenda. We find that Mitch McConnell, remember Mitch McConnell's family was found with 90 pounds of cocaine seized aboard a ship owned by Mitch McConnell's family. Did you hear about that through the media? Absolutely not. This is why they want to suppress and censor guys like me, friends. Because they don't want you to know what you're dealing with. You're dealing with criminals, friends, and you're dealing with dangerous people. And they're dangerous amongst themselves, and they don't realize it. They kill themselves off. Literally, friends. Reminds me of Bugsy Siegel, who said back in the 30s, you don't have to worry about us killing anybody. He said, we'll just end up killing our own. That's exactly right. Workers of iniquity, that's what they always do. They end up falling into the ditch and the pit that they themselves have dug. Amen? Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham are working behind the scenes drafting legislation to further benefit them that are illegally coming into this country. Did you hear what I said? But there's Donald Trump, the spokesperson, their point man, to tell you just the exact opposite. Are we supposed to judge him by what he says, or are we supposed to judge him by what he does? And you know what they did just a couple weeks ago to try to get your eyes off the ball of what they were doing? And what I'm highlighting right now, well, we're just going to here's your impotent president, friends, your weakling for a president who says, you know, we're just going to pull tariffs over on the Mexican government if they don't quit letting them people into our country. Well, maybe the president of the United States of America should remember that he's the commander in chief. Maybe he should remember that he's the one that said he has the DOJ and he can do whatever he wants with it. Maybe he forgot that. Well, he may have, but I haven't. He just needs to enforce the law, and that's the problem. Maybe Donald Trump should take a look at President Eisenhower concerning Operation Wetback when Eisenhower took, and we'll be talking about this tomorrow, when he took the illegals that were in America, taking American jobs away from the American people, and he deported all of them. It can be done. And our borders were protected with 750 people that were in the United States military. Folks, they're exaggerating. They're sensationalizing all of what's going on here. But the fact of the matter is the numbers are here, but these people are endangering your families and your lives. And they're handing off your jobs to illegals, America, under this administration. I'm highlighting right now 196,000 illegals just released into American cities. And I'm telling you right now, McConnell and Lindsey Graham are floating the Dreamer Bill, and they're drafting legislation to benefit illegal alien invaders. And don't act like this is so far out there, friends. You already have these fiend mayors. They're really felons that have created something called sanctuary cities. Okay, so they're already alluring them into the United States of America. And the fact of the matter is, lawfully, every single one of these said mayors that has a sanctuary city should be lawfully removed, Article 2, Section 4, and then charged for their treasonous actions against the United States of America, Article 3, Section 3. Criminal politicians in the media, friends, are working with illegal invaders. You need to understand who they're working for. And they, again, are endangering the lives of the American people. Today we are seeing this country literally being handed off to those who mean to get above you, while Americans are being brought very low. Read Numbers 32:23. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 15, verse 43, and verse 52. And I got a question for you, friends. If this isn't the definition of treason, then I don't know what its definition means. I'm going to end with Tim Brown, senior editor of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. He just wrote last week, this is not the Obama administration. Homeland Security releases 196,000 illegal aliens into the population and many receiving work permits. He said, as we reported before, the Trump administration talks tough on illegal immigration, but what is actually going on rivals the impotence and downright criminal actions against the people that this administration under the usurper, Barack Hussein Obama Satoru Sabarko, or Barca, did in releasing illegal aliens, some of the convicted felons, into the United States population. When Barack Hussein Obama did this, the people were up in arms. When Donald Trump does it, they act like it didn't happen. Just in the past week, the administration released 5,500 illegals, and in the past 5 months, they have released over 200,000 illegal aliens into American cities. This, you ready for this? This information was obtained through federal data by Breitbart. By Breitbart. And that is certainly a supporting outlet of President Trump, but they are beginning to call him out for what he really is, friends. You know what? Do yourself a favor. Read Jonah 2:4. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. Don't forsake your own mercy.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com. If you talk, you may well.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.